It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're delving into a topic that's central to the practice of mindfulness: suffering. Life inevitably brings us challenges and difficulties, but much of the suffering we experience comes not from the events themselves, but from our reactions to them. Today, we will explore how mindfulness can help us reduce the suffering we add to our experiences, allowing us to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and peace. Suffering is a universal human experience. Whether it's physical pain, emotional distress, or the challenges of daily life, we all encounter suffering in some form. However, mindfulness teaches us that there's a difference between the initial pain or discomfort we experience and the additional suffering we create around it. This concept is often referred to as suffering about suffering. Suffering about suffering happens when we resist, judge, or become entangled in our experiences. Instead of simply feeling the pain or discomfort and allowing it to pass, we add additional layers of mental and emotional suffering by wishing things were different, blaming others, or blaming ourselves, or getting caught up in negative thought patterns. Mindfulness offers a way to break this cycle by helping us observe our experiences with clarity and compassion, reducing the additional suffering we create. To better understand the concept of suffering about suffering, let's revisit the Buddhist teaching known as the Parable of the Two Arrows. In this parable, the Buddha explains that when we experience pain or discomfort, it's like being struck by an arrow. This first arrow represents the unavoidable suffering that comes with being human: physical pain, loss, disappointment, and so on. However, what often happens is that we shoot ourselves with a second arrow, which represents the additional suffering we create in our minds. This second arrow might include thoughts like, "Why is this happening to me?" or "I can't handle this." While the first arrow is inevitable, the second arrow is optional. By practicing mindfulness, we can learn to stop shooting that second arrow. We can observe our pain or discomfort without adding layers of judgment, resistance, or self-criticism, allowing the experience to pass without creating additional suffering. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for reducing the suffering we create around our experiences. Here's how it works. First, observing without judgment. When we practice mindfulness, we learn to observe our thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations without labeling them as good or bad. This non-judgmental awareness allows us to see things as they are, rather than getting caught up in stories or interpretations that add to our suffering. For example, if you're feeling anxious, instead of thinking, "I shouldn't feel this way," you simply notice the anxiety and acknowledge it as a passing experience. Which brings us to the second point: allowing experiences to be. Mindfulness teaches us to allow our experiences to be as they are, without trying to change or resist them. This doesn't mean resigning yourself to suffering, but rather accepting that some discomfort is a natural part of life. When we allow our experiences to unfold without resistance, we create space for them to pass more quickly and less intensity. And then breaking the cycle of reactivity. One of the ways we add suffering to our experiences is through habitual reactions: anger, frustration, self-criticism, and so on. Mindfulness helps us break this cycle by bringing awareness to our reactions. When we notice ourselves reacting, we can pause, take a breath, and choose a different response, one that's more aligned with our values and intentions. And then cultivating compassion. Compassion, both for ourselves and others, is a key component of mindfulness. When we're suffering, it's easy to be hard on ourselves or to blame others or to think that we're alone, that we're the only ones that suffer this way. But mindfulness invites us to approach our suffering with kindness and understanding, By offering ourselves compassion in moments of difficulty, we reduce the additional suffering that comes from self-criticism or judgment. And this makes me want to remind you of my golden rule of self-compassion, which is to treat yourself the way that you would treat your best friend if they were in your situation. Think about it. The sorts of negative things that you say to and about yourself when you're suffering, are those the sorts of things that you would say to your best friend if they were in your situation? You need to take care of yourself the way you would take care of others. To illustrate how mindfulness can reduce suffering about suffering, I want to share a story called The Mountain Climber. I was once a skilled mountain climber who loved the thrill of reaching new heights. One day, as he was climbing a particularly challenging peak, a sudden storm rolled in. The wind howled and the rain poured down, making the climb treacherous. The climber's first thought was one of fear. I'm going to fall. But as he continued to climb, he noticed that his fear was making him tense and unsteady. The more he focused on his fear, the more difficult the climb became. In that moment, the climber decided to practice mindfulness. He took a deep breath and acknowledged his fear, but he didn't let it control him. Instead, he brought his attention to the present moment. The feel of the rock under his hands, the sound of the rain, the rhythm of his breath. By staying present and focused, he was able to navigate the storm safely and reach the summit. Now, I want to make clear here, it wasn't that he ignored the fact that he had fear. He acknowledged it. He let himself feel the fear. He didn't say to himself, I shouldn't be feeling fear. I need to stop feeling fear. He simply acknowledged that fear and felt it, but then put his focus on the present moment and what he needed to do in the present moment. This story teaches us that when we focus on the fear or discomfort we're experiencing, we often make the situation worse. But by bringing our attention to the present moment and allowing our experiences to be, we can reduce the additional suffering we create and navigate life's challenges with greater ease. Here are some practical mindfulness techniques to help you reduce suffering about suffering. Number one, practice mindful breathing. When you're experiencing discomfort or pain, take a moment to focus on your breath. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, imagine releasing the tension or resistance you're feeling. This simple practice can help you stay grounded and present, reducing the urge to react or resist. Number two, use the RAIN technique, R-A-I-N. The RAIN technique is a powerful mindfulness practice for working with difficult emotions. It stands for recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. So first, recognize what you're feeling. Then allow the emotion to be there without trying to change it. Investigate the emotion with curiosity. What does it feel like in your body? Finally, nurture yourself with compassion, offering yourself kindness in the midst of difficulty. When you notice yourself reacting to a situation, this is number three, create a mindful pause. When you notice yourself reacting to a situation, create a mindful pause. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I adding to this experience? This pause gives you the space to choose a mindful response rather than reacting out of habit. And number four, practice self-compassion. When you're experiencing suffering, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling and that you're not alone in your struggles. Self-compassion can help you break the cycle of self-criticism and reduce the additional suffering you create. By practicing mindfulness and reducing the additional suffering we create, we can navigate life's challenges with greater ease, resilience, and peace. We may not be able to avoid the first arrow, but we can learn to avoid the second, freeing ourselves from unnecessary pain and allowing ourselves to experience life more fully. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the present moment, recognize our habitual patterns of reactivity, and choose responses that align with our values. Over time, this practice can lead to a deeper sense of inner peace and well-being, even in the face of life's inevitable challenges. Thank you for joining me on this episode of It's Now Again. I hope you've found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you reduce suffering about suffering. Remember, while we can't always control what happens to us, we can control how we respond, and that can make all the difference. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice, or you need personalized guidance, I'm offering one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together and tailor the practice to your unique needs. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want Patreon at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support you in navigating life's challenges. If you found this episode useful, please subscribe, share it with others, and write a review. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it, because it's now again.